The law-abiding citizen deserves forgiveness. But what about the murderer? The faithful husband deserves a home in heaven. But what about the adulterer? A person who leaves the comforts of home and serves for 40 years in a foreign land deserves salvation, at least in our eyes. But what about the person who rejected God for their entire life and then trusted in Jesus on their deathbed? Should God's grace be granted to them? Is that fair? Today's passage is the conclusion of a story Jesus told about a man who hired laborers. Some went out early in the morning to start working in his vineyard. About 9 a.m., he hired some others to join them. He hired additional workers at noon and then some more at 3 p.m., and then finally a group at 5 p.m., an hour before quitting time. When the workers lined up for their pay, everyone was given the same amount of money, even the ones who started at 5 p.m. The men who had started early in the morning were none too pleased to learn that those who had worked less hours received the same amount. But the landowner said, "I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go." Matthew 20, verses 14 through 16. "Take your pay and go," he said. "I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you so envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The point of Jesus' story is not about a vineyard, workers, or fair wages. Jesus told the story to teach us about the free gift of grace. Those of us who have been believers for some time can begin to feel that we deserve what God gives us. We've been at it hard and long, and how dare God show grace to sinners? That's where he sternly reminds us that grace is a free gift and can never be earned. The good citizen and the murderer, the faithful spouse and the adulterous one, the missionary who gave their life in service, or the person who turns to Christ with their last breath. Grace is available for us all. Thank God that his grace is never fair. Father, thank you for your grace. May those of us who have followed you for many years never begin to feel deserving. In Jesus' name, amen.